If you were planting some sweet potatoes, you grow them in
a bed.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a patch or a lot being as a place for growing things?
Yeah, corn patches. Mm-hmm. Patch of beans or patch of corn.
Did you ever have any experience with cotton?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Where did they grow it around here?
Well, my grandmother and I used to go up to Alabama in the summer, and theirs would all be over, so I never got to see it up there, except, you know, at the cotton mill.
Uh-huh.
But I had a friend down here, her father grew cotton one year. And we hoed the cotton, but I don't know if it was the weather or the seed or what, it just didn't make. Mm. But you could tell that it was cotton and it was white.
Mm-hmm. Well, my grandmother and I used to go up to Alabama in the summer.
Yeah, hoeing
I never
cotton.
Got to see it up there.
Is that the same thing?
You know,
yeah, it would be the same thing.
But I had a friend down here. Her father grew
what
cotton.
What kinds of grass would be growing up in the cotton field?
And we had the cotton. But I don't know if it
they used to
the always
cut the weeds out.
What different kinds of weeds would
But you could tell that it was cotton and it
so
was
if you,
white.
If you want to plant a garden, what sort of grass or weeds do you need to pull up?
All of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Have it cleared, clean.
Any special kinds of, any special names for them?
Well, I've heard people say crabgrass and different coffee weeds and stuff like that. Now, coffee weed, I know it.
What's
they
that look
call
like?
It cut the weed.
Well, it looks a little bit like an okra plant because I hoed some.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know. You just cut all the weeds down whenever you do the garden.
All of them.
You went to regularly to Alabama?
We would usually go up about once every year.
How long would you say?
Maybe
coffee
a week or two.
It's
in the southern part. It's not near as far up as Birmingham. In fact, I think Birmingham's about 200 or maybe around that miles north. Because they would go up from Dothan to Birmingham, and I think they said it was about 200 something miles.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of fences did people used to have around here?
Rail fences,
mm-hmm.
Rock fences.
They had rock fences?
Yeah, my grandfather had a rock fence up his lane.
How was it built?
They just stacked all the rocks up and that's how they did. I don't know how they got them to stay up, but they just stacked them up and it made a rock fence.
Hmm. What about a kind of a fence made out of wood that you could have around your yard, or
you could have a board fence or rail fence.
Uh-huh. What's a board fence look like?
Just straight plain boards.
Vertically or horizontally or up and down?
The posts go up and down, the fence post, and then the boards go the other way.
Mm-hmm. What about the
picket fence?
Uh-huh. How would you set one of them up?
I wouldn't know. I guess just get you some long boards and then start cutting the others a little longer and a little longer till however you want it to look.
And a kind of a wire fence that people have nowadays.
Well, they have barbed wire and then they have the American